Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parshas Be'ha'aloyscho, Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Tes, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe v'midbar Sinai, b'shano ha'shenis letzeisom me'eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon le'mor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai on the second year from when they left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in the year 2448, and we're now holding in the year 2449. B'chodesh harishon leimoyer, on the first month, Chodesh Nisan. Although the Torah doesn't say mefulish, what date of Chodesh Nisan? Chazal tell us, Gemara in Pesachim Davov, that it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when Hashem told Moshe to bring Korban Pesach. Says Rashi, "Bachodesh Harishon, Parsha Sheribarosh HaSefer LoNemro Ad Iyo." The opening topic of Sefer Bamidbar, the counting of Bnei Israel, was only said on Rosh Chodesh Iyo, as it says, "Be'echad LaChodesh HaSheni." And over here, we're holding Rosh Chodesh Nisan a month before. It's not in order. Lomadeto Shein Seder Mukdom Umeucho BaTorah. The Torah is not necessarily written in chronological order. Frekt Rashi, v'lomo loy posach bezu. Why indeed was it not written in order? Envert Rashi, mipnei shehu gnusan shel Yisrael. The following topic is something negative about Am Yisrael. Shekol aboim shono shoyu Yisrael b'midbar lo yikrivu ela pesach ze belvad. For the entire 40 years that Am Yisrael was in the desert, from when they left Mitzrayim until when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they did not bring any korban pesach other than this one we're about to learn about now. And being that it's something negative about Am Yisrael, the Torah tucked it away deeper into Sefer Bamidbar. We're not going to start off a Sefer with something negative about Am Yisrael. And one could ask, why is that considered something negative? Rashi, in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Chof Hei, Darshan the Posuk, V'hoyo ki savoyu el ha'oretz, Rashi over there tells us that Korban Pesach is only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. There is no din Korban Pesach outside Eretz Yisrael. This Korban Pesach we're about to learn about now was a one-time thing. So why is that the genusan, a negative thing about Am Yisrael? They were not supposed to bring a Korban Pesach throughout the years in the desert. Enfer Toisves in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. The negative is that it's their fault that they didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. It's because of the Chet of the Meraglim that they got stuck in the desert for another 39 years. Indeed, that is a gnus for Am Yisrael. Posuk Beis V'yasu V'nei Yisrael Es HaPosach B'moy Adoy B'arba Osor Yoyim בחודש הזה בינו ארבעים תעשו איסוי במו ידוי ככל חוק איסוב וככל משפטוב תעשו איסוי. Says Hashem to Moshe that Bnei Israel should bring the Korban Pesach in its time, even if it falls out on Shabbos. And what is its time? On the 14th day of this month of Chodesh Nisan in the afternoon, bring it in its time, once again, b'mo yadoi, to tell us even if Roiv of Am Yisrael is Tartmeim, Tumahutra Betzibo, you'll bring the Korban Pesach anyways. And bring the Korban Pesach with all of its halachos. Says Rashi, Bemoyadoi of Posuk Beis, Afilu B'Shabbos. Bemoyadoi again in Posuk Gimel, Af B'Tuma. Kechol Chukoisov. The following Rashi, we have two Girsois. The Ramban says that the correct one is the second one in brackets. We'll read first the first, and then we'll get to the second. Kechol chukoisov elo mitzvois shebegufoi, mitzvois that pertain to the body of the Korban Pesach. And there are four such halachos. Number one, se. It's got to be either a sheep or a goat. Number two, somim. It's got to be whole without a blemish. Number three, zochor. It's got to be male. And number four, ben shona. It's got to be within its first year. Uchechol mishpotov elo mitzvois she'al gufoi mimokoi machel. Things that are related to the Korban Pesach, but not directly, and they come from elsewhere. Kegoin, shivas yomim lematzo, ulebiru chometz. You gotta eat matzo for 7 days, and you gotta get rid of chometz. And the Ramban points out that this girsa is a mistake. And the correct girsa is what we have in the bracket, Nusachachel. Mitzvah Shebegufoy, identical to what we saw in the first girsa. Se Somim Zocho Ben Shono. And Mitzvah She'al Gufoy is referring to Tzli'esh. It's got to be roasted. Roishoy Al Krov Val Kirboy. The whole body in one, together. Together with its head and its innards. And Shechutz Legufoy, thing that have nothing to do with its body, that's Matzah Ubiu Chometz. But that is not being darshan from our pasuk, because our pasuk has kachol chukoisav is mitzvois shebegufay, kol mishpotav mitzvois she'al gufay, and the shechutz legufay is the Rashi himself talking, not darshaning the pasuk. And the Ramban proves the second girsa over the first, because these two phrases chukoisav and mishpotav we have also by Pesach Sheni we're about to see. And over there is no mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days, nor is there a mitzvah to get rid of chametz. And therefore, the Ramban says the second girsa is the correct one. Posuk dale vaydaber Moshe el bnei Yisrael lasoyis haposach. And Moshe told over to bnei Yisrael to bring the korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan. Frekt Rashi, ma tamud loyma? Why does Moshe have to tell Am Yisrael to bring korban Pesach? V'aloi kvar nemar in Parshas Emoyer, v'yedaber Moshe es miyadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael, including the korban Pesach. So what's the need to repeat it again over here? Elo enfat Rashi, kisheshoma Parshas moyadim b'Sinai omaloi. Of course, as soon as he heard it in Sinai, in Parshas Emoyer, of course he told it to bnei Yisrael. But v'chozar v'ziro m'shas maiso. But when it came to Lamaisa to do it, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to get ready for Yudal and Nisan, he repeated it again. And one could ask, first of all, right, why is Rashi asking the question on Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk Dalet? The question could be asked on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Pasuk Beis and Gimel. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell it to Moshe? He told it to him already back then. And second of all, what's the Kasha Bechlal? We saw Rashi in Parshas Boi, I quoted it before, that says, Korban Pesach is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Hiro Hashoah, it's a special din that this Korban Pesach is being brought outside Eretz Yisrael in Midbar Sinai. So of course they have to be told. How would they know to do it if they're not told? And both these questions, in the idea. Posuk hei vayasu es ha-Pesach borishoin be'arbo osor yoim lachoydesh bein ha-bayim במדבר סינוי כחויל, אשר ציבו אדוינו יש מוישה כנוסו בני ישראל. And the Bnei Israel indeed brought the Korban Pesach on the first month, Chodesh Nisan, on the 14th day of Nisan in the afternoon in Midbar Sinai, exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe. That's what the Bnei Israel did. I want to point out an important halacha in Hilchos Taimim over here. There are two similar taimim, but very different in our pasuk. On the word Be'al Ba'o is a Tlisha Ktano. On the word Kechoil is a Tlisha Gedoila. The way to differentiate between them is a Tlisha Ktano on Be'al Ba'o. The circle is at the end of the word, with the little line on the bottom facing to the bottom right. As opposed to a Tlisha Gedoila, on the word Kechoil is at the beginning of the word, and the circle facing to the right, and the line on the bottom facing to the bottom left. Although they sound similar, depending what Balkiri you're listening to, the Tlisha Gedoila is a Tam Mafsik. There's a comma afterwards. You must stop. As opposed to a Tlisha Ktano is a Tam Meshores. It flows right into the next word. You may not stop after a Tlisha Ktano. And imagine if you were to change or treat the Tlisha Ktano like a Tlisha Gedoila. That would mess up the pshat in the pasuk, and I would say the Balkiri has to repeat it. He changes the pshat. Imagine he did like this. Be'al bo'o, oso yoim lachoydesh. One would make a mistake and think you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Nisan. But that is incorrect. Korban Pesach is brought on Be'al bo'o, oso yoim lachoydesh, on the 14th day of Nisan. And that is because after a Tlisha Ktano, you may not stop. You got to take a breath before and continue the sentence, well, in this case, ideally, till after the words, Bein Ha'arbaim. It should sound like this. Be'al bo'o, so yoim lachoydesh, Bein Ha'arbaim, במדבר סינוי. פסוק וו, ויהי אנשים אשר היו טמאים לנפש אדום, ולא יוכלו לעשות את הפסח ביום ההוא, ויקרבו לפני משה ולפני אהרון ביום ההוא.
But there were people that were tmei mace, and they could not bring a korban pesach on that day on Yudal and Nisan because they're tmeim. The drasha of b'moyadoi, the Rashi says afilu betuma, that's only when roiv the tzibur is tmei, not when yechidim are tmei. And they came in front of Moshe and Aaron together on that day to ask them, what should we do? We want to bring korban pesach, but we're tmei.
Says Rashi, v'lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Aaron, kisheshneim yoshim beis hamidrash together, bohu she'olu. V'lo yitochen lo yimal zeh achar zeh.
You can't possibly learn the pasuk. First they asked Moshe, he didn't know, so they asked Aaron. Because she Moshe lo hoyo yodea, Aaron minayin loy. How should Aaron know if Moshe doesn't know? The source of the Torah is only through Moshe Rabbeinu.
Pasuk zayin avayoymeru, ho anoshim hohemo eilov anachnu tmeim ele nefesh adom, lomo nigora, levilti akrives korban adonai b'mo yadoi.
And the men told Moshe and Aaron, we are tmei meis, but why should we lose out from bringing the Korban Hashem, the Korban Pesach, in its proper time, on Yudal and Nisan, together with Bnei Yisrael? You're probably wondering, what type of question is that? Those are the rules of the game. A tmei cannot and is potter from bringing a Korban Pesach. What's their problem?
And felt Rashi. Lomani Goro Omar Lohem, Ein Kochim Krev Metuma. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you cannot bring Kochim when you're Tomei.
Omuloi, we know that, but we have a solution. Being that Achilas Psochim is not Me'akev, eating the Korban Pesach is not Me'akev. So we want to be Nimno, we want to buy into a Korban Pesach, it will belong to us also. And then Yizorek Adam Oleinu B'Kahanim Tohoirim, the Kahanim Tohoirim, they'll be Zorek Adam on Ostmei. The Ochal Aboso, the correct Girsa is La Tohoirim. Tohoirim will eat the Korban Pesach, not us, but the other people that are money of the Korban Pesach, and this way will be Yotze Korban Pesach, even without eating it. And on that, Omar Lohem, to which Moshe Rabbeinu tells in the next pasuk, Imdu ve'eshmo. Wait until I hear what Hashem will tell me about your suggestion. Ketalmid amuvtoch lishmera mipi ramoi. He's guaranteed that his Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is guaranteed to answer him. Ashrei yelud isha shekach muvtach. Praiseworthy is a human being that he has such a guarantee. Shekoz manshu yoroitzer yomadar imashchino. Whenever he wants, he has the direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Ureu yoyis haparsha zuleh omer al dei Moshe kesha kol ha'tira kula.
Be'emes, this parsha of Pesach Sheni we're about to see should have been sent directly to Moshe originally in Parshas Boi when they were commanded a Korban Pesach. What to do if somebody's tomei by Korban Pesach? So why was it waited till here? These people had a schus that they triggered this parsha to be said. Shemegalgalin schus al dei zakai. These people are zakai people, are tzaddikim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the history evolve, and the parasha should be said through them.
Posuk ches vayemer aleihem Moshe imdu veshmeo mayetzave Adonai lochem.
And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, wait and let me hear what Hashem will say about you, what the halacha should be.
Posuk tes vaydaber Adonai el Moshe leimor daber el bnei Yisrael leimor ish ki yehye tomei lo nefesh oy vederech rechoyko lochem oy ledoiroi seichem ve'osof pesach l'Adonai.
And Hashem told Moshe to tell bnei Yisrael, any man who is a tomei meis or literally translated, he's in a faraway road. He can't get to the Beis HaMikdosh. But Rashi tells us, note that there's a dot on the letter He of Rechoiko, telling us that this does not mean literally a faraway derech. Rather, even if he's right outside the doorstep of the Azorah, this halacha also applies to you, this generation, and for future generations. He has a second chance to bring a Korban Pesach.
Says Rashi, Pasuk Yud, No could all of this adat on the hay loimal lo yishar rechoiko vaday literally elo shoyo chutz liyiskupo azoro kol zman shchita. If he was outside the doorstep of the azoro, the zman shchita, namely the whole afternoon of Yudalid Nisan, he brings a Pesach sheni. Says Rashi, Pesach sheni matzah vechometz imoy babayis. You could have matzah and chometz in the house. There's no din of biul chometz. Vein, and there's no din of isra achilas chometz either. Vein shom yomtiv, there's no din yomtiv on that day. Vein isur chometz elo imoy ba'achilosei. The only isur chometz involved is you cannot eat chometz together with the korban Pesach. Posuk Yud Aleph b'chodesh hasheni be'arba'o osor yoim bein ha'arba'im yasu oisoi al matzoi sumirorim yoichelu. And when did they bring? When is their second chance to bring a korban Pesach on the second month on Yud Dalid Iyar, also in the afternoon? That's when they bring the korban Pesach, and they should eat it in the following night on Leil Tesvav Iyar, together with matzah and moril. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker ve'etzem lo yishberu voy kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi. The issur of noiso, you may not eat any part of the meat of the korban Pesach until the morning. You may not break any bones, just like a regular korban Pesach. That's how they have to do it. Ve'ho'ish asher hu tohoir uvederech lo yihoyo ve'chodal laso isa Pesach v'nichreso anevesh ha'hi me'ameho ki korban adoinoi lo yihikri ve'mo yadoich et o yiso ho'ish ha'hu. But if there's a man who is tohoir and he's not on the road, he's inside the azoro and he's tohoir, and nevertheless he held back and he did not bring a korban Pesach in its proper time, such a person is chayv kores for not bringing a korban Pesach in its proper time. Posuk Yudalet yichyogur itechem geir ve'oso Pesach ladoinoi kechukas haPesach uchmishpatoi ken yaseh. One could have mistakenly learned the pasuk to mean, and if a geir becomes a geir among you, as soon as he becomes a geir, ve'oso Pesach l'Hashem, that's part of the process of becoming a geir, you got to bring a korban Pesach. Says Rashi, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Rather, when a geir becomes a geir and he wants to bring a korban Pesach together with everybody else, he's got to do it like everybody else in its proper time on Yudal and Nisan with all of its halachos. Says Rashi, V'chiyogur itchem geir ve'oso Pesach. Yochoil, you may make a mistake and read the pasuk. Kol amizgar yase Pesach miyad. That this is a tzivui. He should bring a korban Pesach as soon as it becomes a geir. Says Rashi, that can't be. Because the next words, Talmud Loima, Chuko Achas, Yihi Elohim, he has the same alochas as everybody else. Elo, you have to read the posuk, Kach Mashmoi. V'chiyogur itchem geir, not ve'oso Pesach, he should bring a korban Pesach. Rather, ubo eis laso is Pesach im chaveirov, and the time will come to bring a korban Pesach together with everybody else. Kachuko v'chamish bat yaseo iso, he's got to bring it like everybody else. Ad kan the third topic of Parashat Be'ha'aluyscho, Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni.